Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You are about to hear another rendition of Connecting the Dots. You're listening, of course, to your host, Frosty Wooldridge. This is your top spot for down-to-earth information on how America is being affected by national political choices. You're invited to perk your ears, get out a pencil and paper, and enjoy another rendition of Connecting the Dots. And, of course, as you know, the theme song, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, today may be one of the worst days in American political history. Teddy Kennedy, Arlen Specter, Gutierrez, Mel Martinez, Kennedy again have pushed through, along with Harry Reid, a massive amnesty for illegal aliens in this country to give them all legality, all pathways to citizenship. No back of the line, slap in the face for legal immigrants, double standard, loss of the rule of law, and this thing is going to give this country 100 million more people in the blink of 3 decades, if not much sooner. And so on Monday, I'm going to write a column in newswithviews.com that's going to give you the ability to call all of the senators and give them a piece of your mind. And I'm really imploring you, I'm beseeching you, I'm begging you. If we and you and all of us stand down on this thing, it's going to pass. And it's going to pass, and it is every horrible thing you can imagine that could possibly happen to this country. And that horrible thing is our children are going to be flooded with massive, unending immigration. And it's going to cost us trillions of dollars. And what's even worse about this thing is that there has been no cost analysis, but some of the, like the Heritage Foundation with Robert Rector and several other outside sources show that this amnesty will cost the American taxpayer in excess of, well, that sometimes somewhere between $2 and $3 trillion, and it's going to flood the infrastructure of this country. And so, again, I ask you to get out your pencil and paper. At the bottom of the hour, of course, you can call in and give your comments, 1-800-313-9443. You heard Jan Herron earlier this week giving you some of the information. I truly want you to go to numbersusa.com. That's N-U-M-B-E-R-S-U-S-A.com. Become a faxer and phone caller, and they tell you exactly what to do. Firecoalition.com. Please jump in and take action. TheSocialContract.com, FairUS.org, F-A-I-R-U-S.org, AliPac.us, that's A-L-I-P-A-C.us, CarryingCapacity.org, Balance.org. And remember, if you want, please go to 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us. And if you want one of those great T-shirts, just send $15 to P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. And you can go to the website and you'll see what it looks like, and it will really create a lot of discussion anywhere you go. I'm wearing one right now. Wore it to work out today. And also my website, frostywooldridge.com, FrostyWooldridge.com. And remember, I do write for newswithviews.com, mortyscabin.com, rinse.com, federalobserver.com, opednews.com, and americanchronicle.com. And be sure to go to patriotunion.org for all the information you need. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Thanks for joining us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Oh, yes. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be with you this evening, and you're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and I have a special guest this evening, and I think you'll all probably enjoy everything he has to say, because he's one of those individuals who stands up and speaks out. Before we get to him, however, we've got a couple of callers already. I want to just, before we get into that, and I'm actually going to take a couple callers right off the bat if you have something that you want to talk about. But truly, go to Patriot Union of America. That's Patriot Union of America, and that's www.patriotunion.org. Patriotunion.org. And this PUA organization is really outstanding, and it is worth your while to go there, become a part of it, and make some impact. I know the organizer, Azeelan Bond, quite well, and quite personally, and this man is just out there working for you. I don't know if enough people appreciate that if this Senate bill, 1348, the amnesty bill, goes through, my title for Monday's column will be The Last Nail on America's Coffin, or The Final Nail on America's Coffin. Everything that you have enjoyed in this country up to this date will be changed radically, will be degraded radically, and will be downturned radically as we allow a massive, I can't begin to tell you, if you think the 20 million illegal aliens that are in this country now are tearing up our cities, tearing up our language, overwhelming our schools, and tearing up our hospital systems and flooding our prison systems. Can you imagine adding, and the lowest number is 67 million immigrants from third world countries. We are devolving our country, devolving our society, devolving our culture down to the lowest common denominator. There is no way to get third world incompatible cultures to jump into and become part of the first world. If I could take everybody across America right now just to Los Angeles, or even into Miami, or into the nightmare that's getting to be Houston, you would all understand how critical this is. So I really hope, and I hope, and I wish, and I pray, and I beseech, and I implore you to take action. Call your two senators. Call 40 other senators. And also, as we go along here, if you would like to see something different on this show, someone you know that could help change the course of history, a personality that has the energy and the intellect and the ideas to really stand up and make a change, please refer them to my website, frostywooldridge.com, or my personal email, frostyw@juno.com, and I'll have them on the show. I think you're going to find the guest tonight is a very interesting man, and one of those patriots is standing up, and you'll be amazed. He is something of an outstanding character. But before we get to him, let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, you have a comment or a question and or something that you'd like to add just before the show starts. Welcome back, and I appreciate your comments always, sir.
Yeah, Frosty, I think you ought to explain to these people, to your listeners and to anybody else that they might talk to, what the situation is in Sao Paulo, Brazil, because that's what America's future is. Exactly. That's America's future.
I've been through Sao Paulo. And
I know. That's why I ask. I've never been there, okay? But you don't have to go there. All you got to do is go across the border into Mexico. And I live in Corpus Christi. I'm not very far. I've been to Mexico a whole bunch of times.
Sure.
I know what America's future is. I don't have to go to Brazil. But Brazil is just as bad or worse. It's the same situation. Anywhere south of the border, it's the same situation. You've got billionaires, millionaires, and dirt poor. And in between, you've got crooked policemen, crooked politicians on the take. Everything is graft. Anything you want to do is graft. You know this. This South American system.
That's exactly right. And Jim, I'll tell you what. I've been just a little bit more than depressed today because the fat lady is just about sung. And Kennedy and Specter and all of these traitors, John McCain, Mel Martinez, Hagel, all of them. Harry Reid. These guys are ramming this thing down the America's throat. And as you and I both know, America is sitting back, saying and doing nothing. And this thing is going to become law. And once it does, as you said, anyone who has any appreciation for the misery created in Latin American countries, the lack of any chance for a middle class, the lack of any chance for a higher education, the total and complete futility and hopelessness, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been through do you know that it's so backward down there that in Argentina it takes over a year just to get a telephone line into your house? I mean, Jim, that's what we're facing as we degrade our society and our civilization down to that of a Latin America. And ladies and gentlemen, again, 67 million immigrants from the third world, from Mexico. And again, I want to make this very clear, these people are multiplying so fast that they're going to add another 200 million to Mexico. Thank you, the Catholic Church and the Pope.
Yeah,
Cardinal Mahoney and all those people. And guess what? The poor will exponentially rise in numbers from 100 million to 300 million, and they're coming across these borders. They're going to settle into America, and they're going to create the same poverty, hopelessness, disease, completely corrupt society and civilization that is now down there in Mexico. So,
right.
Jim, I'm heartsick today. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I am too, because in my opinion, Benedict Arnold was a patriot compared to Kennedy and McCain and those people.
Oh,
that's my honest opinion. At least he switched sides and, you know, and showed that, you know, now I've become a loyalist. I'm a follower of the king and so forth. At least he was obvious what he did. These people are mouthing a bunch of platitudes while they're stabbing you in the back. They're much worse than Benedict Arnold ever was.
They really are.
Opinion.
Of course, they're bought and paid for by the U.S. corporations and for the great money, the greenback dollar. But it's not just the greenback dollar. It's millions and billions of the greenback dollar. And again, to create a high class here, a rich class, and then the rest of us get to be the low class. So, I my frustration is great, and I think you'll enjoy this guest tonight. We're going to go to him, Jim. So thanks for making those comments, and appreciate it, and thanks for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go now to a guest who is running for president. And, in fact, I'm going to give you just a little bio on him. He moved to Detroit in 1935. He was born in Indianapolis in 1927. And as a child, he became aware of the need to form unions to protect the workers and financials' rights. His stepfather was friends with Walter Reuther, the founder of the AFL-CIO and the United Auto Workers. He moved to Los Angeles back in 1944 at 17. At 19, he started working in radio and TV repair, and by 1955 went into industrial electronics. And by 1961, he worked at the Jet Propulsion Labs as an engineer, designing receivers for Deep Space Network and the Goldstone tracking stations. I mean, this man has got a background, worked as an employee at the USC Medical School in Los Angeles, worked as an electronic technician at Los Angeles Valley Community College in Van Nuys, California. In 71, started working for his family ancestry, and he's a genealogist. He started his bid for the presidency, really, around 2000, and now he is running in 2008 with the greater access to the Internet. He's getting more attention, and the reason he's getting more attention is because he's just down-home, smart, savvy, and he's standing up for America like literally none of the presidential candidates are doing, save Ron Paul or certainly Tom Tancredo. I would now say that Don Cordell is one of those Americans who's actually standing up and speaking out. And so this is going to be an interesting hour with Don. Welcome to the show, Don Cordell. Thank you very much for coming on board tonight.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's a joy to meet other people who feel as I do about saving America.
Well, that's what this show is all about. And I'd like you just to bring the audience an appreciation for what your platform is, what you stand for. I know that you can go to your website, doncordell.com, if I remember correctly.
No, doncordellforpresident.com.
There you go, doncordellforpresident.com. And really, I've just gone to the website, and it'll point blank just show you the books to read, show you the platform, show you the consequences we face. So if you could, just give us an overview of what you're doing, how you're doing it, and how you're going to go about succeeding at it.
Well, the first thing I do in life is that I do research. When I start on something, whether electronics or genealogy or whatever, I get the books and things to study what to do. And the more I studied with what's happening in America, it bothered me that all the people were telling us what's wrong, but nobody has any answers of how to stop it. And if we don't get elected in 2008 to stop the Republicans and the Democrats, they're going to give our nation to the United States, to the United Nations. They're going to use Public Law 87-297 to disarm our military and all civilians in America. Then they're going to use Rex 84, a program that they just instituted in 1984 to build, let's say, detention centers. We'd rather call them concentration camps. But they have built and they have staffed some 900 detention centers throughout the United States. So that if American citizens start to demonstrate against the takeover of America by the United Nations, that...
All right. Well, let me just do a quick commercial break here, Don.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and we'll be right back after these comments. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. Thanks for joining us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. I am listening to and I am talking with presidential candidate Don Cordell. And as you can see, he has some appreciation. If you've gone to his website, doncordellforpresident.com, this man is talking my kind of language. He's talking about what we can do and must do in order to bring back the Republic of the United States of America. And he has concrete answers, and he's got a wealth of a lifetime of experience and hard knocks and creative expression. And I'm really appreciative, and I'd like you to bring up more of what you're going to do, what you are doing, and how you're getting this out to the public.
Well, the first thing we have to do is to stop this southern border problem of not just the illegal aliens, but to trade with Mexico and the new superhighway they want to build from Mexico up to Kansas City to bring in all the imports from China, right, and to let Mexican truck drivers take over the highways of America. I will stop that. I will stop giving the anchor babies automatic citizenship.
Amen.
I will stop these criminals entering our border to shoot on sight by the Border Patrol. There will be no Border Patrol arrested for stopping an illegal alien, for stopping the import of drugs. The fact that these two men are in jail for stopping 870 pounds of marijuana being smuggled into America is a crime. But they want to show the Border Patrol, you are not in power. We are going to open our borders to the south and to the north, and we're going to make this the North American Union, and you better just sit back and let it happen. We put our Border Patrol, or the National Guard, on the border, unarmed, with orders they may not detain or in any way stop an illegal alien. If they do, then the illegal alien can sue the United States for violation of their civil rights. Well, I'm sorry. Illegal aliens do not have any civil rights in America. You know, they're playing this bit that we're racist because we're stopping them. Well, it's not just Mexicans that's coming across the border. The INS confirmed with me, this Neville Creamer, Special Agent UNS retired, told me last June they already know that 300,000 Muslims have come across the Mexican border and have given access to America to asking for amnesty. And he said that of the ones that they've given this paperwork to, only 7% ever show up in court. What are 300,000 Muslim men doing in America coming across our border since 2003?
They're making plans.
Yeah, it's a disgrace. We're getting
it truly is. Well, you know, Don, I just wrote a piece called, it was a piece on the Muslims. It was the Fort Dix 6,
yeah, I read
9/11.
That.
And the Muslims. And
yeah, I read that.
You read that piece, and that
yes.
thing was, I got tremendous response. I got the Muslim community wants to hang me.
Yeah.
And what is really frustrating to me is that I quoted several Muslims who were Muslims, and those Muslims talked about the fact that Islam is a violent and abusive religious type of experience for its women, and for anybody who's in opposition to it, and yet I was called all sorts of names after I had quoted Muslims themselves, and I quoted the Quran. And what you find here is, once again, reality butts up against the emotions of a religion that has done more harm to this world in the last 30 years than in the last 100. And the crisis is, of course, as you say, we keep allowing Muslims to stream into this country, and as Teddy Roosevelt said back in 1908, the one absolutely certain way of bringing this nation to ruin, of preventing it as continuing as a nation at all, would be to allow it to permit to become it to become a tangle of squabbling nationalities. And you are so totally right. When I was down on the border myself for the last 3 years now, I saw prayer rugs, and I did get a hold of one copy of the Quran that was left there in the desert. So you're right, they're coming in, and they're coming in fast.
Yeah, the correct response to 9/11 would have been the next day to eliminate Mecca. And I don't care if it's in Saudi Arabia. They went after an icon. They weren't seeing the Twin Towers as a business thing. They saw it as an icon of America. Well, Mecca is their icon. And I'm sorry, but that building that they all pray to would disappear in a big hole in the ground.
Well, you know something? One of the things that, and that's quite a response, because I think Tom Tancredo said the same thing. I wonder if America had lost either the Capitol Dome or the White House, because one of those other planes, the other plane that went down, where they said, let's roll, and the one fellow, the big 6'5" fellow, went in and just took over the cockpit.
Yeah.
Drove that plane in the ground. What if that plane had gone into the White House, or what if it had gone into the Capitol building? I guarantee you, it would have cut the throat of America. It would have cut the heart out of America to have the Lincoln Room gone, to have all the great paintings, to have our history demolished in one fell swoop. And so, the response could have been that, hey, Mecca is their Washington, D.C., Mecca is their White House. Mecca is their little place in the sun. So, that would have been quite a response. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to presidential candidate in the 2008 run, Don Cordell. And we'll be right back after these commercial break statements. Thanks, and we'll come back, and we have a call from Mike in Maryland. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. For those of you with comments or questions of our presidential candidate, Don Cordell, he is this straight shooter. He's talking about what he's talking about like he wants it to come to pass. And we have actually a caller from Maryland. Mike in Maryland, would you have a comment or a question for Don Cordell, sir? Thanks for joining the show.
Yes. Thank you for taking a call. Your guest here, what's his website?
It is DonCordellForPresident.com. Don, C-O-R-D-E-L-L. ForPresident.com, DonCordellForPresident.com.
Okay, I'd like to thank you, Frosty, and for everything that you're doing to making people aware of the immigration crisis. You're really a stand-up guy.
Thank you.
You really know what's going down, and your guest really sounds like he's very knowledgeable and very, you know, very hardworking. When is that UN thing called? When is that going to come into being, you know, where we get to our sovereignty? Because I've heard about this from a number of reliable sources besides you. When do you think this is going to come about, when we just totally lose our sovereignty to the
UN? Pretty much, it's kind of like a progression, and I'll let Don talk furthermore about it, but it's a progression. As President Bush is dissolving the border with Mexico and with Canada, it then becomes the North American Union. Then it becomes more of a social. It's a It's a socialism. And as
sure.
the socialism starts to continue, the UN is embedded in the United States right now. And it is literally, it's spreading its fingers into every aspect of our country. And key players of the Trilateral Commission and certainly the Council on Foreign Relations, which, of course, Bush and Cheney and Condoleezza Rice are all members of, along with guys who was that guy that was Nixon's, I forget his name, but anyway, he's older than dirt now. But these people are all on a pathway to bring about the complete dismantling of this republic, of the United States of America. And so it's just a complete progression. Don Cordell, do you have some comments when the UN may be making its move after we lose our sovereignty to Mexico?
No, like you said, it's sort of a slow progression so that the people will accept each little change as not being that much. People are not paying attention. They're watching the ball game.
Boiling the frog.
What?
Boiling the frog scenario.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, exactly, the frog in the pod
yes.
scenario.
They're telling the Border Patrol right now, you really have no power, just stay out of the way. It's a foregone conclusion. We're going to remove the borders. We have this NAFTA and CAFTA and this SPP proposal.
Right.
And what really shakes you up is when you get into my website and you look at the executive orders that can be instituted by the president without Congress. In fact, Congress may not do anything until 6 months after it's enacted. With these executive orders, they can take over the entire United States. The United Nations troops will come in and will replace all of the local police, the sheriffs, the state police, with the United Nations troops. We will instantly...
That's scary.
We have been disarmed already with the Public Law 87-297. So we will instantly become part of the United Nations, and you may not demonstrate, or you will just disappear in the middle of the night.
So then middle-aged white boys like me that protest against the war, that are 9/11 truthers, that basically, you know, that believe in the Constitution, they're going to be rounded up, huh?
That's right. When you go out and demonstrate, and you won't be arrested, you'll be detained.
And
now, that's exactly right. You know, Mike, thanks for bringing those comments to the fore here. I've got a board just lighting up with calls, so thank you very much.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yes, sir, one more is fine.
I'd like to thank you for everything that you're doing, but I disagree with you. I think on one issue, I think 9/11 was an inside job, and I think it was done by our government.
I appreciate that, and the thing is, for me, I don't have enough information on it, but I think in time, some great investigative writer is going to get down to the facts and truth of that it was an inside job. Most of it points that way, and I'm very much on the same side you are. Mike, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see Joel from Wisconsin. Joel from Wisconsin, sir, you have a question for Don Cordell, sir.
I do. I have a couple.
Oh, good.
And the first one is, does he trust the media? Does he trust what the media tells us is accurate?
Not at all.
Not at all.
No, they are in the hands of the FCC, and the newspapers are in the hand of J.P. Morgan. He bought up 25 major newspaper chains in 1915 to control the newspapers in America.
Okay.
And when I have tried to publish articles in the newspaper about the Trilateral Commission or the New World Order, the newspapers absolutely refuse to publish anything on that. And when I question them, they said, we won't discuss that subject.
I'm going to echo that because the media is controlled. You have to understand that the ABC, NBC, CBS, all of those top media and the big newspapers, whether it's the Hearst organization, all of the papers across this country pretty much are owned by just a couple of essentially these one world order people and the corporations who are continuing to make all the money from them and create this high class. I mean, a complete high class, and then we get pushed down into the low class. So, yeah, the media is controlled, and of course, Americans are just force-fed. You had a second question on that,
Joel. Does he trust what the government tells us to be true?
Of course not.
Okay, then I have a third question.
Okay.
How, if everything we know about 911 came from the media or the government, both of which you say you do not trust,
right,
why would you be ready to go take on Mecca? Isn't it possible in your brain that somebody else is setting this up so that we fight the Arabs? on purpose? Is that not a possibility?
Well, the Arabs have been fighting us for the last 20 years. In fact, the Arabs have been fighting Christians since 1100 A.D. And my ancestors were on the Crusades back in the 11, 12, 1300s. My ancestor Joan, daughter of King Edward I, was born in Acre, Jerusalem. So I know all about the Arabs and the Muslims and their fight.
So if you think they're responsible for 911 when all the information came from the government and the media?
If I can interject here, is it a possibility that it was a combination of I mean, most people realize that Muhammad Atta, of course, was a Muslim, and he was shown getting on the plane, and he's the head honcho, and each one of the characters that were the cockpit, the black boxes, all showed that they were all speaking Arabic as they took over these airplanes. So it's not like it was completely an inside job. It could have been a combination of Muslims and American subterfuge of who knows what at this point. Nothing's really come out on it.
Of course it could, and there's any possibility, a number of things, but
sure.
But the information you have came from the government and the media that you've already said you don't trust.
Well,
so you're judging every bit of information you have on two sources that you already said you don't trust.
Did you hear the interview with George Tenet on 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago? He was the CIA.
I would trust him then.
No, he kept trying to tell the president what was going to happen, and the president was not interested, did not want to be bothered about it.
Why would you trust what either one of them said?
Hey, well, you see, I don't. I don't trust any and every and all of them. I haven't trusted the United States government since Richard Nixon. And I certainly haven't trusted it since the Gulf of Tonkin resolution with LBJ. So I'm not one to trust the government, period.
Neither am I. So I can't see how you could make up your mind on anything as to who or what happened on 911.
Oh, and I've never said I've made my mind up. I'm just saying it has any and all possibilities, and at some point, some writer, some investigative person who has more ability and time. We're talking unknotting a knot is worse than the Gordian knot as far as what really happened on 9/11, because everything is being locked down, kept in secret, and the government has the ultimate power right now. So we're all in the dark on who and what
I don't
and why.
Think we're ever going to untie that knot, ever. It's going to be like the Kennedy situation. It's purposely never going to come to light.
That's exactly right. If you look across the whole globe, there's always somebody trying to be the number one power in the globe. There's always an extremist. The president of the United States is an extremist. He wanted to become the president. Well, there's also Bill Gates is out there who are extremists. And somebody in the world wants to be the ultimate power also. So we're all essentially under that kind of a reality.
Well, when I look at the media and see how they would like us to hate the Arabs, that alone makes me question whether or not the Arabs are our enemy or not. When the media itself, which is run by another religious persuasion, when they, I can see that they want us to hate the Arabs. And when I see that, and I don't trust the media, then I automatically think they're wanting us to fight the Arabs and the Arabs to fight us. And that would be very brilliant of them to get their two biggest enemies to fight each other.
Well, and that's understood. At the same time, though, I can tell you, having traveled throughout Europe just a summer ago, the Muslims are taking over Europe, whether we think it or like it or whatever, or there's a fight. The Muslims are just simply overwhelming the entire culture and the countries of Europe. You can go right into Holland, Belgium, France, and England. They're just coming in, and they don't care. They just they're out multiplying the cultures and the societies of France, Holland, and so forth. So this thing is so convoluted. It's beyond. But I know one thing: the United States right now is under the greatest assault since the forming of this republic 231 years ago. We have a Muslim problem. We have a Mexican problem. And we're fracturing the country, and whether it's the President of the United States doing it, the Congress doing it, we're in so much trouble. I weep for my nation, and I weep for the future generations.
Well, we're in agreement there.
All righty. Well, thanks, Joel, for your comments. I'm going to go to Dean in Oklahoma. Dean, You have a comment or a question of presidential candidate Don Cordell, sir.
Hello, Frosty and Don.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
gentlemen, if I was running things, within 24 hours, the Bunker Busters would be coming down on Tel Aviv and Mexico City. I would deal with Mecca later. Now, Thomas Chittum, I think, is correct. America was born in blood, and it will not be redeemed except with bloodshed. I'm sorry to tell you that, but... Yeah.
Well, you know, I had Thomas Chittum on the show for two times last month, and his book I've got right here in my library. I've read it twice. I've reported on it.
Yes.
And you're right. I see this amnesty is going to turn to blood.
It will eventually. Inevitably.
Right. Inevitably. That's true.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Dean. Don, you had some points here about what's going to happen as far as the security prosperity aspect, but you also said that America is in decline. America is on the last legs, and you said, in fact, America is in its last throes of existence.
Yes.
Is there a possibility that we can change that history?
Yes, we have to stop all the imports of the stuff from China, because China's taking all of these dollars from us, and then they're going to buy America. We cannot spend trillions of dollars over there when they have nothing to do with those dollars except to come back and buy America, as the Muslims have been doing with the money that we spend with them for the oil. And we have to stop this. I know we need the oil. There are other sources of oil. We have been taking advantage of what was essentially cheap oil, but there's no shortage of the oil at the moment. They've been crying shortage since 1920, and they're still finding more and more deposits. There's still more up along the North Shores. I've looked into all of this, and one of my things is I'm going to promise American citizens regular gasoline for $1.29 a gallon, because I'm going to tell the oil countries, you're going to sell us the oil for $20 a barrel, or we're just going to come in and take it. We drilled those wells back in the 30s and 40s when they knew nothing about the fact that there was oil under those sands. So now they've got the big head, and they're getting greedy. Well, if they want more money for their oil and they don't want to sell it for $20, and I'm sorry, everything they want to buy is going to go up 1,000%. We'll just blockade the countries. That's enough of this putting America on the spot for our needs. We've been the most generous nation in the world to help everybody else. We, with our medical research and all that we've done to cure illnesses and all, and then we send this medicine all over the world to help people, and yet everybody wants to put America down, that we're the bad guys. Well, if they want to see real America, I'll show them real America. You know, you don't want our medicine? Okay, you know, then starve to death and, you know, die with all of this. You know, we have to stop being generous with these people that hate our guts.
Well, as a matter of fact, tonight on ABC News, of course, it showed where, or no, it was on CBS with Katie Couric. It showed where one lady, an African-American lady, was saving all of these children over in Africa. They were starving to death, and she was giving them, and you could see the big grain bags were all made in the USA and sent over there. So there's no question, America is the most successful nation on the planet. It's the most benevolent. And we have right now a caller, Richard from Alabama. Richard, you have a question of presidential candidate Don Cordell, sir, or a comment or otherwise?
Yeah, I heard him say that there was a security video of Muhammad Atto entering or going on to an airplane.
There is no
boarding gate video of Muhammad Atto or any of the hijackers getting onto any of those four airplanes. There is one video of Muhammad Atta entering Austin Logan Airport, but not getting on to one of the hijacked airplanes.
So it's your contention that Muhammad Atta did not get on that plane?
There is no boarding gate video or no records from the airline to prove that any of the 19 hijackers ever boarded any of those four airplanes.
So then was it American citizens who were the hijackers in your estimation? I mean, who was it then?
The conversations from Flight 93 were actors reading a script on the radio and on the cell phones. They were reading a script. It was all simulations. There were no hijackings. The only thing real was murder. But there were no hijackings on 9/11.
But if there weren't hijackings, these were American citizens who were paid off and sent to go kill themselves? I mean,
no, they were murdered.
They were, yeah, but somebody drove those planes into the two trade towers and
remote control.
Well, you certainly bring a fascinating next thought on that.
It's not a theory. There is no boarding gate video showing any of the 19 so-called hijackers getting onto any of those four hijacked airplanes.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
All right. Well, that's a heck of a thought on that. Thanks for calling, Richard, out of Alabama. I've certainly been through Alabama just last summer, and, of course, just love Montgomery there, and thanks for all the people there in Alabama. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots, an interesting conversation tonight. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this has been an interesting hour. I'm talking to Don Cordell, presidential candidate running for office of the presidency for 2008. We now know that George Bush has really lied, he's cheated, and he's stolen from the American people the integrity of this nation. He's called the Constitution a GD piece of paper. He has lied about weapons of mass destruction. He remains in Iraq and against all common sense and rational thinking. He won. He took away the Saddam Hussein. He has killed 655,000 Iraqis, so over 3,000 American troops, 24,000 wounded. And now the war in Iraq is simply a civil war, which cannot be solved by George Bush, which cannot be solved by any number of troops, because you can't stop the Hatfields and McCoys from battling each other, because it's emotional, it's religious, and nothing is sane about religions and religious conflict. And so we now have this president and the twilight, and I'm sure you've all remember that old Shakespearean forever and forever creeps on this petty pace from day to day, and enlightened fools, and they walk about and strut their hour on the stage, and then they're heard from no more. Well, George Bush, in a blink of time, just 20 months from now, will be gone from the world stage, but he has set in motion one of the greatest crises that America faces, and that's adding 100 million people to this country in just 30 years. And his legacy, in my opinion, will show him to be the worst president ever in the history of the United States. He's in violation of his oath of office. He's in violation of our laws. He's in violation of simply being incompetent. And so hopefully we bring a new president in next time that actually stands up for America, stands up for the Constitution, doesn't call it a bunch of nasty names, but stands up for the Constitution. And I think Don Cordell is a man who really appreciates what America is and what it means to be an American. In the closing minutes, Don, do you have any more things that you might bring to the listeners across the nation?
Well, yes. If they look at my website, they will find a reference to a book called Bordergate, done by Darlene Fitzgerald. She's a border agent that quit in disgust because she found smuggling of drugs across our border. There are oil tanker cars that come into America from Mexico, and they are ordered not to inspect those cars. This one car didn't sit right, and the bolts on the top of the lid of the car were painted white. It just stood out as something being wrong. The agent took it upon himself to open that lid and found it contained 22 tons of cocaine. That agent was fired immediately for disobeying a direct order from Washington, D.C. to not inspect anything arriving from Mexico. What is our government doing sanctioning the importation of cocaine? That gives you a lot to think about what's going on.
I agree, because cocaine is a big money maker.
Yeah.
Over $500 billion a year in cocaine and other contraband is paid for. And all that $500 billion, ladies and gentlemen, goes into all sorts of funding of corruption and wars and armaments around the world, destabilizing societies. It is a nightmare, and there are folks here in the United States that are a part of that. Well, Don, thank you very much. I'm talking to Don Cordell. His website is doncordellforpresident.com. Ladies and gentlemen, please call your senators, call your congressmen. Make sure that you tell them no amnesty, no acceptance of Senate Bill 1348. This nation, if this thing passes, will be the worst mistake we have faced in the last 231 years. I'm your host, Frosty Wooldridge. This is Connecting the Dots. Next week, we have an outstanding guest and look forward to having you on the show. Thanks for your calls. Good night, and God bless, and Godspeed.
It's true.